trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
This week, it's the best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio.
Here we are at The Finish Line. I'm Randy Martinez and filling in today for the lovely Ashley Gento. You guys met him last week. This is Sideshow Joe. Say hi, Sideshow.
What's going on, guys? Randy, how you doing?
It's good to have you, buddy.
Thank you. Good to be here. Why not?
So, yep. Before we start, I'd like to talk about kick butt response that we're getting on our podcast, which is rad. We've got an astronomical amount of downloads this past week. So either we're doing something terribly wrong and people are listening to just some sort of little get together that we got, or we might be onto something here, and we thank you guys for downloading and listening to that on Podbean. So that's pretty cool. Sideshow, you downloaded it, right?
I just recently downloaded it. I didn't really know exactly where to go to download it, but I kind of...
So the best way that you and I kind of went over, if you go to the Podbean app, download the Podbean app.
Yeah, I did that, and then I found you guys. I tried the podcast. It didn't work. I couldn't find you guys. I could find you guys through KRDO.com, and then also Podbean. It took me a few minutes to figure out where you were at, though.
So the two that I've found, the easiest way is to go to the KRDO website. So go to KRDO.com, in the top... mid-top bar, you're going to see a radio tab. And if it's not up there, then you'll have that very top menu. So you click on the menu button there, and it'll drop down. Then you hit the radio.
And then
podcast. Go to podcast, and then we'll be up there in that.
That's how I found you the first time.
It's a little bit. Once you get it, it's pretty quick after that, because then you can go to Podbean and also type in KRDO, and then that will also launch up or give a list of all the podcasts that we offer here.
Excellent.
So this week, let's go over what we're going to be talking about this week. This week, we were supposed to meet with Steve, our new sponsor from American Battery. I guess something came up, but he will be here next week. We'll interview Steve and thank him for his contribution to the show.
We'll just have to think of something else to talk about.
Which, putting us together is not going to be much.
No.
So I'd like to reiterate real quick, guys, what we do at In-N-Out. It is our show. You know, we're presenting this, The Finish Line. We are a full detail shop. And so what that means is anything aesthetically pleasing to your vehicle, we're going to be able to help you out with. Whether you want to get an interior detail done, you want to get an exterior detail done, if you like to combine it into a package, we could do, it's the entire package. So shampooing carpets. Sideshow, you've had your truck done at our shop.
I have. I started coming with you guys while I was still in the military, and I have not stopped because I love the way my truck looks. Now, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
So my mom, she lives in another state. She was asking me about getting her car detailed back at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking me, what's the process of getting your car detailed? And I kind of gave her a short little summary of what goes in. Anyway, you could tell our audience exactly what you do in a detailing scenario type thing.
Yeah, so for details, again, it just depends on which package you choose, but any good detail, you're going to be looking at a good, thorough, decontaminated wash. And when I say detail, we're talking about the whole shebang.
Yeah, in and out, underneath the In-N-Out Auto Salon.
You like
that?
There
you go.
You like that? So, somebody was thinking, I'm just saying.
So under the hood and all that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, so you do a full decon wash, decontaminate the clear coat, get all the embedded particulars that have just buried themselves in the clear coat. You want to get all that out. So you get a good wash going, get the door jams, you get the inside of the wheels, you prep those. All detail is, Sideshow, is an extensive, the more you prep, what you do in the beginning will pay off in the end.
That makes sense.
So, if there's 20 steps, and if you skip step 2 and 3, when you get to step 15 and 16, you'll notice it's going to be a challenge. So it's just processes. So we get the door jams. We do the interior of the wheel. obviously get the exterior. We would use some sort of tar removal to get all the tar that gets kicked up from the roads. Get that on the kicker plate. We'd get into a clay treatment, depending again on what detail package that you chose.
Now I heard about the clay. So what does the clay bar do?
So again, all the environmental fallout that you would have, say from like acid rain, and what that is basically ash clouds getting mixed up in the clouds, and then it rains, and so you've got a lot of acidic and a lot of pH stuff that's above my
pay grade.
I wash cars for a living. Okay. But you know that stuff, it etches into your clear coat.
So it makes it like silky smooth on the body as well.
Yeah, and a good analogy, probably one of the best analogies that I've come up with is if you think of a mountaintop when the sun rises and it casts a shadow.
Yeah.
So you're going to have shadows. Those mountains are microscopic level on the clear coat. So it's giving you minor little shadows. You're not going to get as good of reflection, say, as if you're fishing on a flatboat and you see the water reflection on a crystal glass water, right?
Yeah, that shines.
So the clay bar is going to essentially take the mountains down and mow them into a shiny glass lake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very and then cool. Following that, we would, we are ceramic. We're certified ceramic installers. So meaning that we've all gone to school. Any of my installers have gone to school. They've gone through extensive training. Plus, it helps with our warranty. We would always push you more towards a ceramic above wax. Completely different topic. We'll get into that another time. But ceramic is an alternative to wax, which should allow you not having to wax, say, every 3 months as they recommend, I guess would be the word.
I got you. So there's actually a lot more to detailing than just throwing some soap on it and drying it up, calling it good.
Yeah.
And saying, I just detailed your car.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Because, anybody can throw a bucket in the back of a truck, get a hose, and go, hey, man, I'm a detailer. Right? So that's why I've actually had a guy come out before I was in professional detailing and do it. And it is what it is. So that being said, we're going to be following up with that in another episode.
Hopefully that helps out my mom.
We're gonna know what she's getting into. She can always call the shop. You can call In and Out Auto Salon if you guys have questions. My staff's more than happy to go over any questions that you might have.
What's the phone number?
719-591-2779.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But anyways, getting back into it, we're gonna get into we'll talk more on the detail processes. In segment three, we want to focus more on hail repair because I know that I'm still driving around and I see a lot of people with hail. So we'll get into that. Sideshow, since you're here in Ashley's seat, although not as attractive as her,
thank you.
You have got the job of paying the bills for us. So why don't you line up our sponsors?
Yeah, man. All right, guys. You guys are listening to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento. Presented by the one and only In-N-Out Auto Salon. Sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties. Mike Show Auto Group and American Battery, of course, in sponsorship with Johnny Martin's Car Central. We'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
This is the best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio. Best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio. Back to Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
All right, welcome back to The Finish Line, guys. I'm here with Sideshow. This is me, Randy, and Ashley is out for the next 2 weeks. Presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. That's my shop right there on I-25 and Circle. Sponsored by 365 Grand and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and our newest family member, American Battery. We're also in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. Sideshow?
Yes, sir.
We're going to get back into the detailing because I feel like I don't want to disappoint your mom and Dukes.
Well, there's so much more I want to hear, and I think my mom needs to hear it because I don't want her to get stiffed from some guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
And Mama Dukes is important.
Hey,
you know?
Any mama of Joe's is a good mama, okay?
That's right. Before we do, I want to tell you something. This morning, I took a funny call.
Like funny as haha or funny as in...
Yeah, funny like you're here to amuse me.
Okay.
But it was about 6:28 in the a.m.
Good God, you bright and early.
Yes.
Were you even awake?
Incredibly. I was just getting up. It's Monday. I'm actually an early riser, so it wasn't too big of a deal.
God, that's early, dude.
It was a 45-minute phone call. I'm not going to get into the complete phone call.
But it's funny. I want to hear it.
The guy just wanted to barter for like 45 minutes. That's all.
That's boring.
It was. Well, no, I mean, there's a lot more to it, but I'm not going to get into it. He just, it was almost like a game show. Let's make a deal.
Gotcha.
Woke up at 6:30. What's the best price you can give me? Well, I'm not at my shop. Well, what's the best price you can, 45 minutes. We were chasing our tail. So after we do the detailing on the paint and we clear out the paint from the clay bar, this is back to your Mama Duke's.
Oh, Mama. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. We get in really deep. We clean that. We get in all the cracks, a little brush while the soap is foaming on there. This would be the time. And we're going to have a DIY clinic, too, at In-N-Out Auto Salon. When you come down, you know, to the shop, we're going to have clinics that show you how to do this. We want you to be able to obviously bring it to us if you don't want to, but you like to do your truck from time to time. I know that.
Yeah, from time to time. It'd be nice to know exactly what to do so I don't screw up a truck. You know, I do love my truck. It's nice, and... I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, minus the hail, but we'll get into that.
That's another story, Randy. Thank you, though.
We'll see you next week.
That's right.
So, anyways, we get into the engine around that time. You know, we start the prep work. Remember, detailing is nothing more than advanced prepping. So all the work that you're doing in the beginning by prepping to later is going to make sense. So we start doing the detail prep on the motor while kind of we're in between the wash.
Okay.
In the clay bar of it.
Now, when you say prep, what? It's an engine. What are you prepping? What are you masking it off or something?
We get in there. We degrease the areas and components and that need to be you know, prepped on. Meaning prepping for you know, for us to hit it with the high pressure.
Gotcha.
And there's certain components inside of an engine that you're going to want to take care of and not get water in, like a carburetor. You don't want to get water.
Alternator.
You probably. It's not going to be the end of the world, but you don't want to put too much direct water on there.
See, I've been wanting to wash off my motor for the longest time. And every time I pop the hood, I'm like, if I spray and I screw something up, I would be, you know, beside myself. So I keep thinking, you know, I'll take it to Randy's shop in an auto salon and have them do it because they screwed up, you know, they can fix it more or less, but they know what they're doing. They're professionals. That's your job.
Right. We do know what we're doing over there. I haven't screwed up a motor in probably 18 years, 17 years, but I have.
Knock on wood. That'll work.
I have. And it sucks.
It's accidents. Accidents happen.
So there, anyways, we get the motor going.
Okay.
Door jams are all done. We've given it a good decontaminated wash. We've used the clay bar, removed all the impurities and stuff embedded in the clear coat. Remember the mountains?
Yes.
So we've knocked that down to a lake now. Now we're going to get into, you know, as far as the detail aspect of it going, I'm describing our platinum. So, okay. You know what I mean? We have lower tiers that obviously a few steps are going to be missed, but
as far as the best.
Well, the best is in and out. That's why you bring it to us.
That's why I've been coming to you guys for so long, man.
So we get in, you know, we get there with the compressed air. You know, now we're going to get into the vacuuming and we're going to get into cleaning out seat tracks and cup holders and, you know, all the little areas that if, you know, like Ashley's gummy bears and cheese crackers.
In her box.
Yeah, in the back seat with all the snow and winter gear.
Yes.
So we'll blow out the seat tracks. You know, we get a good vacuum going in there. Now we're going to get into like prepping the fabric of the vehicle. You know, at my shop, we use enzymes.
Okay.
Which is it's a bacteria. It's a good bacteria. It's billions of very, very good bacteria that go in and they eat bad bacteria. So like, you know, some of the worst, more severe cases, you're looking at urine, vomit. Because we get, you know, not a lot. I don't like those. I'm not trying to encourage people to go pee in their car and bring it to the shop, but they have come in.
Well, since you're talking about the interior, right, detailing, a lot of people smoke. How bad that is, but I'm a smoker, and I hate when my truck smells like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys take care of that, too?
That's, again, where the enzymes is a good defense for that.
Oh, so that's part of that.
Correct.
Oh, well, shoot.
Because it's, remember when I was going back, skipping step two and three, you're not going to, you're going to find problems in 14, 15, 16.
You're right.
So for smokers, that's why we use enzymes. Because the enzymes are going to go in there and they're going to start to attack all the crap for that cigarette leaves.
See, so I like how you're getting so detailed. You've lost me. I'm lost in the sauce right now. That's why I bring it to you. But yeah, please continue.
Yeah. So that sits for, you know, a 30 minutes or so. That's why you put it on in the prep work. And then we get the carpet extractor going. You know, and it depends. Every car is going to be a completely different story. And that's all a car is a story.
But same amount of steps, right? I mean,
no, more or less.
More
because,
or less.
Because if, you know, if, say you're, you know, Sally Joe with not, Sally Joe's not Sideshow Joe's.
I'll say that's not a partner. It's just Mama Joe, man.
Yeah, Mama Dukes.
Oh, Mama Dukes.
Mama
bad.
Dukes. Yeah, get it right. That's your mother, not mine.
My apologies.
Could be, though. Some people confuse us for brothers, so I mean, I guess your Mama Dukes is my Mama Dukes.
Okay, so enough tangents. How long does something like this take for me to actually bring in my vehicle? I mean, I know cars and trucks probably take a different amount of times because cars obviously smaller. Ooh. My truck's huge. I got it.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's a baseline time frame am I looking at, man?
We just like to stay all day. Drop it off in the morning around 8.
Just in case?
Well, you know, again, every car, two cars aren't going to be the same. Come in with a DB9 Aston Martin. Haven't seen one in the spring yet.
I'll say I don't have one.
Seen Huracans. I've seen a lot of other like nice vehicles. But what I'm saying is say you have a brand new vehicle. It's not going to be needing as much extraction out of the fabric.
It might be done with
say the headliner is not, you know, got soda cans exploding on the top of it. And little Johnny's not got, you know, Ritz crackers munched into the seat.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you bring in a car like that, there is a premium for it. So not all cars are the same.
Gotcha.
So say you got four kids and your car is neglected. You're looking at 8 hours for sure.
That's okay. Makes but sense. I'm okay with the time, man.
I've got a guy come in the other day with a 2015 lifted F-150 with a 6-inch lift. The thing was sweet. That one took 4 hours.
Nice.
So what we'd rather have is somebody upset that it took us longer and we did quality work than for us to cut corners and half butt it and give it back and trying to beat you on time. If you know what I mean, if you don't have the time to leave it, we want to be able to work on it and okay, do our job without being rushed.
So in a day, I bring my car to you or my truck in my situation, I pick it up and it's like brand new again, more or less.
We do our best to get that brand new look.
That's why I'll keep coming to you, bud.
Well, yeah, because come on, we're not a Wendy's patty, but we don't cut. We're like a Wendy's patty.
Okay, I do like Wendy's, man.
You know why?
I don't like want to get off subject, but I love Wendy's.
Do you want to know why we're like a Wendy's patty?
Because
we don't cut corners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not a redhead. I'd say that.
Sorry.
So, no worries.
That I saw that. I don't know why I saw that or where I saw that, but I thought it'd be funny.
So, bring your vehicle to you. About a day. Full detail. Platinum. Call it good. Get it back brand new, smelling fresh again. And then,
you know, another thing we don't do is, you know, because people always want to know how much is it going to cost.
Well, that's the number one question. So how much is it to do this, Randy? You know what I mean?
Again, every car is going to be completely different.
Yeah, it's so, per car, right?
What we do not do at my shop is we do not have menu pricing. Meaning,
that's smart.
You're not going to come in, because we've all done this. I'm included in this. Jack in the Box, their Jumbo Jack, their Sourdough Jack or whatever is like $5.
Delicious.
But in high school, we were smart. So we got a Jumbo Jack on sourdough bread for 99 cents. And then we added cheese for 20 cents. So we got a $5 cheeseburger for $1.20.
So somebody wanted to call in.
So anyways, I digress.
Yeah,
we don't do menu pricing.
Too easy.
Because every car is going to be different. What we have is we have starting points.
Okay.
So if you want an interior, you're looking at about $170 to start.
So if somebody wanted to call in and kind of get a base price, you would ask them to kind of come in and let you overlook
the vehicle. We'd have to do a visual inspection.
And what was the number? I forget.
It'd say $170 just to come in, you know, for an interior. Say your car looks great. It's not going to go up. But you still have little Johnny in the backseat, leaving goldfish everywhere, mashing Oreos in. You got
that's
Coke
disgusting.
Cans all over the ceiling. Your buttons are sticking together. You have Twix, but you don't know where the left one is.
And
you know what I mean?
And,
so there's going to be a surcharge if we got to do more. If you know, if Dollar, your golden retriever, is running around shagging hair everywhere, it's going to be a little bit more. So
can I interrupt your sweet tooth talk real quick?
Yes, please.
Phone number again, Randy, is
719-591-2779.
Beautiful, sir.
Take us out of here, Sideshow.
All right, guys, you're with The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by the one and only In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. Talk to you soon.
This is the best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio. Of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio. Back to Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Welcome back, guys, to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, my shop, and sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and our newest family member, American Battery. This is also in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. I'm here with Sideshow Joe. What's up, Sideshow?
I'm here, man, just hanging out. What about you?
Well, you know, I'm here with you hanging out.
So I got a question for you, bud.
What's going on?
Okay, so In-N-Out Auto Salon, you guys do hail repair, detailing, all this kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So my truck, I'm maybe be modest, but I think it's a gorgeous truck. You've seen it. It's nice, right? It's I not mean, a Ford, but it's nice.
No, but it is a GMC. Did you get it from Mike Shaw?
I did not.
Okay. But it is a GMC, so absolutely. It's a beautiful truck.
So, yeah. So, anyways, Randy, my truck's got, it's got hail damage. It sucks. I need to get it fixed. It doesn't look like it did when it was brand new, and it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And Joe doesn't like to cry.
No.
What do I do? How do I get it fixed? What's going on, man? I need to get it fixed. Can I bring it to your shop?
Of course. You already know. We were talking about this. You had a different program, but...
Oh, yeah. This is correct.
You know what I mean? But so essentially, so the questions you're asking, I guess the question that you're trying to ask is how much does it cost?
Yeah, that's my first question because it's, yeah, I'm going to be paying.
Okay.
So how much does it cost for me to get my truck fixed back to new?
Okay. So there's two different kinds. There's two different ways to look at this. You have hail damage, which we've all kind of experienced here in the recent past.
Yes, it sucks.
Then there is dent repair, also known as PDR, paintless dent repair. So they are one and the same.
I'll say, what's the difference?
Well, the cost.
Oh, okay. So dent repair and...
Because typically you're going to come to my shop for a door ding. This is outside of hail repair. This is in anywhere else I've lived. I've recently just started experiencing hail myself. So you get a door ding. You take it to a PDR guy. Hey, can you get that dent out? Sure. You're looking at about $75 to $125 per dent. You know, if it's on a body line. So a body line instead of a flat panel is where it kind of curves. So you have that little body line right there. That can go up a little bit based on that because of the complexity of the dent and how hard it is to access that dent.
Okay, I may be an idiot asking this, but PDR, paintless dent repair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I've heard it plenty of times. They always say it kind of swiftly, and I'm like, PDR, okay, cool. I know what that means when I really don't.
Got you.
Okay, sorry. Continue, bud.
Now, when it gets into hail, they're obviously not going to charge you about $100 a dent because you're going to have 5,000 dents. That's a $50,000 job, right?
So it'll be cheaper?
Well, what they do is they use a matrix. So they
tell me what that means, man.
A matrix. So a matrix is going to be kind of like I don't want to say a graph, but almost an index based on, say, okay, if it's 1 to 5 or 6 to 15.
Dents?
Dents per panel.
Okay.
So, for instance, on your hood, we would count the hood. We would say, okay, we'd put a paintless dent repair.
I got like 30 or 40 dents on that hood, man.
Exactly. So if we were charging $100 a dent, you're looking at $4,000.
I'd be broke.
I mean, your hood only is worth, say, $800.
Yeah. So what would you do then? Since
so we hood? Would use, now, like speaking from my shop.
Yeah,
and
your
I've,
shop.
And I've worked at a few other shops. And what we'll do is we'll use a finger, air quote, matrix, right? Yeah. Which is a pre, what that is it's predetermined between shops like mine and insurance companies on a set price for a certain amount of dents at a certain size.
Okay.
So, for instance, 1 to 5, and I'll give you a rundown of it. 1 to 5, because cool. they can either be the size of a nickel, size of a dime, size of a quarter, or they get to be double size. Those are kind of the size difference in dents.
Okay.
So, if they have, say, you said you have 40 to 50.
Oh, at least.
So the matrix goes 1 to 5 dents, 6 to 15 dents, 16 to 30 dents, 31 to 50 dents, 51 to I'm going to think it's 75, and then 76 to 101. There might not even be that 75 gap. But those are certain prices to do those panels.
So no matter how many dents are on one little panel, like my hood or a fender, there's a cost for each dent?
Correct. In the matrix. In the... appropriately named, right? The Matrix. No one really understands it, or at least Sideshow doesn't.
Like the movie? I love the movie. Sorry, anyway, so the Matrix. Got it.
So, yeah. They so then they do each panel. So, say your left front fender, which is the driver's side fender.
Right.
They would count 7 dents on that panel.
Yeah, I think I got 13.
See, so you'd be in the second category. Are they nickels? Are they quarters?
No, they're bigger than what I want them to be.
I know. Yeah. Who wants any of them? So, you know, so that's how we would determine the price of it. On a normal storm where I've worked, you know, at least here in the Springs last couple of years.
Yeah.
That cars are averaging 3,000 to 5,000. In this past storm.
For the whole car?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not killer.
But 2 months, 3 months ago, those cars are averaging anywhere from 5 to 12.
Yikes. 1,000?
Yes.
Dollars?
Yeah, USD.
Good God, dude.
Currency, yeah.
That's too much money.
Well, and you have to imagine on those, that, you know, those you're getting roofs chopped off, new trunks, a.k.a. deck lids, new hoods.
Okay, so you said new and chopped off. So you guys don't, it's not every dent is repairable. Do you guys replace things too then?
Yeah, you have, sometimes there's nothing you can do, like the molding, you know, those little trim pieces next to your window. Those get damaged.
So like the 50,000 to 60,000 dents on my hood, would they just replace the hood?
More than likely.
Okay. But I can still bring it to you guys?
Of course, dude. And you know we slowed down a little bit, not too much. But let's parlay into how long does that take?
Yes, how long would it take? Like if I brought in my truck today, do I get it back tomorrow, in a week?
So in storms to pass, it would have probably only taken 2 weeks. To get everything done.
Okay, that's not bad.
Under 2 weeks, 10 to 12 days.
That's fast.
But
what about after the recent storms, Randy?
I think the longest car I've ever had of me being in the industry, and I think that was like 6.5 weeks.
Okay, was that car like pretty much totaled?
That was like in South Fountain, and the roof had to be chopped off. There wasn't one paintless dent repaired. There was not one PDR panel on the entire truck. The hood got replaced.
It was
the
fenders
got replaced. Jeez, all the glass got replaced. The roof got replaced. And so, again, major surgery on your car. That's going to take a long time.
Yeah, I'm beside myself, and I'm already getting a headache thinking about all that. Thank God you do it and not me.
It is a headache. It's starting to get better now, but it's definitely, it's challenging, but.
So are we thinking like anywhere from what? 2 to 6 weeks
on
ballpark.
I would say yours is not as bad as others, but you're in the about 4 week range.
Okay, that's not horrible, man. So you get a rental car for maybe a month at most, get your vehicle back, call it good, and it's brand new again.
Yeah,
it's and, close you get, and you get to thank Randy in and out of salon. Right?
That's why we're there.
There you go, bud. I guess I'll keep you in my contacts.
Well, appreciate that.
I'm just kidding. I appreciate that. I love your story.
And then, you know, another thing is we have people that are questioning if they should even get it fixed. Because when I drive around, I see a lot of cars that are still damaged.
Yeah, so that's a good question, actually. So as soon as a storm happens, do I have to get my car fixed right then and there? Can I wait? I mean, because we had 2 storms back-to-back, within a month and a half?
I think we had like 13 in over 3 months.
Okay, I was trying to be nice about it. But yeah, so we got hit like hell. Pardon me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we got hit hard. I mean, some people, a couple of my other buddies, they wanted to wait and see if any more happened. I mean, is that allowed?
That's what a lot of people are doing because we're starting to get those customers coming in the shop now that were not in Fountain. Maybe they were up near Powers and they didn't get hit as bad, so they're able to wait a little longer.
Yeah, I missed the first storm. I was in Denver, so I got hit by, I think, the second or third storm, and that's what killed me. So,
but yeah, no, you could take, you know, I don't think there's a cap on Colorado, but the problem is you're not going to want to wait too long.
Why?
The reason is because if your car gets hit again, you're not going to get paid twice on the same hail damage.
Oh, okay. They'll consider all one.
Well, what they're going to do is they'll subtract your first claim amount from your second claim. Okay. So say your first claim, you get $5,000 worth of damage.
Okay.
Second claim, you get $6,000 worth of damage.
Cool. 11 grand.
No, $6,000. They're not going to pay twice. They're not going to pay to fix something they already paid you to fix, but you didn't get it fixed yet.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think has been a big problem with everything right now is because how many storms hit back to back to back to back?
Yeah, way too many, man. Way too many.
So, either way, you don't have to get it fixed, but if you're paying full coverage insurance, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
Okay, so a lot of people have newer cars, and I'm sure not everybody's loaded rich. Like, I won't mention any names, but a lot of people aren't rich. So there's a lien.
Right.
Somebody owns the car, and they're just paying payments like most of the people in the entire world do, payments, blah, blah, blah. How does that work out? You know, I get paid this money to fix my truck. I mean, I don't know if they total it out or whatnot, but how does that work with somebody who is on a lien or is in a lien? You know what I mean?
Right.
What happens then?
Well, first, if you're not familiar with what a lien is the person who actually front or loans you the money.
Like a bank?
Correct.
Okay.
Or a loan company. You know, they're the guys who are, if you don't, like you and I, we're not loaded. We're not going to go in and buy a $40,000 vehicle cash. Someone's got to loan us that money. That's a lien holder. They're the company that
does. Maybe one day, Randy.
Hey, if you get good at this radio stuff, maybe you can buy me a car.
Oh, man, a truck. Okay, we don't do cars.
Yeah, so if you owe money on your car, your insurance company, they're going to want to protect the lien holder. They're going to want it in their name. So whether it's GM, AC, or Chase, or whoever you have your auto loan company through, they're going to want it made out to their name so that way they know that you're going to get it fixed. More than likely, they'll make it out to you, your lien holder.
In a shop. Okay.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Just to make sure you don't pocket the money and just call it good, right?
A lot of people have. And that you will see and learn how bad. Well, I mean,
that's kind of shady, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of risks involved with that.
Isn't that kind of fraud?
In some cases, yeah.
All right. I won't do that then.
So, yeah. But if you don't, and say you own the vehicle, another thing, people are just taking that money. They'll cut you a check, and then you can go work it out. But that's not always the best case either. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Why don't you go ahead and let everyone know who's paying for this?
All right, guys, you're listening to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento. I'm Sideshow. This is presented by the one and only In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. Talk to you guys in a bit.
This week, it's the best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio.
The low rider drives a little slower. Low rider is a real goer.
Hey. You're hearing the best of The Finish Line on KRDO News Radio. Back to Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Randy and Ashley Gento, and we're here with Sideshow. He's filling in for the next couple of weeks. Finish Line is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon and Hail Repair Center and sponsored by 365 Grand Club and its properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group and American Battery. It is also in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. When we left you last, we were
talking about the hail with the lien holder.
Basically, we were saying if you had a lien, there's a good chance they're going to make it out to you. Lien holder and body shop.
Right.
If not, then they'll probably more than likely just make it out to you, the insured. But now you're probably asking, hey, you've been hit. What do you do? You want to contact your insurance provider, make sure if it's covered or not. especially if you're out of town. You may or may not have it. It might be something that...
I hope it's covered, Randy.
Yeah, especially in this last one. That would really suck.
Yeah, you'd be screwed if it wasn't covered, actually.
But every insurance company is going to be a little different on how they handle that. Make sure you follow up with your agent, and then they'll help you. Sometimes in this one, this past storm, they just set up catastrophe tents everywhere. So you'll want to wash your vehicle. It's gonna do you a disservice if not, because if it's dirty, they're not gonna see all the damage. Then when you take it to my shop,
I was just about to ask. So if I wanted to bring it to your shop, can you appraise it?
We can.
Should I wash it before I get it to your shop too, just to kind of make it easier?
It makes it easier on us.
Nothing fancy, right? Just wash it down, get it nice and clean.
Run it through a touchless wash. You know how I feel about those spin cycle car washers.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're the devil, Bobby.
Yeah, that's great.
Spin cycle washes are the devil, Bobby.
You're talking about water, boy. Okay, so spin cycles are horrible. Got it.
So you want to get that cleaned off, just because otherwise what you're doing is you're prolonging the process even later. At some point, it's going to have to get washed off and looked at thoroughly.
Okay.
So if it's not washed off, you're going to get a low ball because you're not going to be able to see the shallow dents.
Okay, so I get hit with hail, and who should be the first person I call, or at least top three people I call? I'm sure your shop's in there, right?
Yeah, first person you're going to want to call is your insurance company.
Okay.
Want to file a claim.
Right.
Hey, got hit this time, blah, 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 blah. Second call you're probably going to want to do is schedule an appointment to get it looked at, get it appraised.
By who?
Well, see, again, every insurance company is different.
Okay.
So some of them want you to go to their catastrophe tents. Sometimes we could do it, everything. We run the same program, that matrix.
Okay.
We have on a computer that talks directly with all the insurance companies. So even if you come in, we can write it up, and then it'll get automatically sent to their inbox, to your claims adjuster, and it just streamlines the process.
So they can call your shop to do that?
Yes.
And the number is...
719-591-2779. Not every shop has that software, but I know that ours do.
You guys do?
Yes.
One-stop shop.
That's the goal.
I love it. Okay, so I get my car appraised.
So, yeah.
Damage.
That takes about 30 to 45 minutes for a thorough one. You know, okay. If you go in somewhere and it takes 5 minutes, they didn't look at your car properly. You know what I mean? It takes you about 30 to 45 minutes to go over.
There's a lot of stuff to look at.
When we were talking about, you know, you have to count them on each and every panel.
Each dent.
I mean, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, allow yourself about an hour. During all that, you'll see if we're writing it up to actually take photos and send it in, you're going to see circles and squares at least. Every shop has their own process. What we're also looking for at that time is for any pre-existing damage. Because if you had some other damage on there, we want to make sure, A, you're not going to blame our shop when you go to pick it up and say, hey, that scratch wasn't there. So it's to protect us. It's also to protect you.
Okay.
So that you're like seeing damage that you may or may not know has been there. And you can open it up with another claim if you need to.
Nice.
And it's also keeping everybody honest so we're not, you know, when we take those intake photos, it's to keep us honest. It's to keep you honest.
So that's for accidents that happened before this, right?
Right, anything okay. Pre-existing, pre-loss condition, pre-existing damage.
Okay, so I've got the estimate. That's done. How do I schedule my vehicle for repair?
It's crazy. Normally,
I mean, it's a long wait. I mean, I'm
it
guessing
depends.
During that specific time, it's probably a long wait.
So one of my primary jobs at my shop is to orchestrate. Different jobs can be done at different times.
Okay.
So, for instance, your truck.
Okay.
I could not get your truck in for about 5 weeks. Okay. Because I have about 14 other guys ahead of you that have the same kind of damage that you have where it's going to need a paint booth, right?
Right, okay.
But I had a car drop off yesterday. We're delivering today.
How's that work?
Because that's all paintless dent repair. There's no hoods,
oh,
no roofs,
okay.
No body work, no paint time.
All stuff you can do in-house.
Everything we're going to do in-house that I don't have to go and get a hood painted.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, again, I bring it back to what we were talking earlier about every car has a story. I have to be able to visually look at your car in order to assess the best plan to get it done in a timely manner. If I don't have to hold your car, why would I want to hold your car for 5-6 weeks?
So you're not going to be like those other shops where they just say, yeah, bring it in, drop it off, we'll take care of it. We'll give it back to you in 5 weeks. 3 months later, they call me up saying it's not done. You're not that shop, right?
First of all, Sideshow... I couldn't tell you. because I don't know how other shops operate.
Well, as a consumer,
I can tell you, I've heard stories, okay. And I can tell you about my shop and how we operate.
Works for me.
You know what I mean? That's why appointments are important, because we want to make sure that if you can drive your... So in the very beginning of the storm, we did a lot of glass replacement.
Okay.
Just to get people on the road.
So they have their car to drive.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because in the beginning, it was bottlenecking. I mean, there's still people waiting until July or August of next year to get their car in. That's why I'm trying to talk to you people out there. Come into In-N-Out and let us take care of your car for you on the hail aspect of it.
What's the address again to your shop, bud?
2930 Janitel Road, and that's in right here in the Springs, 80906.
That's right across from Broadmoor, right?
Yeah, the World Broadmoor Arena, gotcha. Circle and Lake.
Excellent.
So, anyways, that's how you schedule. There's some more questions I know that I get a lot is, like, what's a supplement? So, let's think about...
Besides pills. Just kidding. All right, so what is a supplement, Randy?
So, say you didn't wash your car. Your car was filthy when you brought it in.
With hail damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wrote it up. Say they wrote it up for $3,000. You bring it into the shop, we wash it finally, because it wasn't washed the first time you had it inspected.
So you can get a clean view of what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we have a wash vehicle. We can now count the dents.
Okay.
There's not $3,000 worth of damage.
There's more?
There's like $6,000, $6,200.
Ah.
So that additional money is a supplemental to the estimate.
So the first estimate is like an appraisal.
The first estimate.
A rough draft. You know, just ballpark of what you're looking at right now.
Yes.
Okay. And then after you clean it and get in there.
Yes.
The supplement is the addition to what was not seen the first time.
Exactly.
Okay. Too easy.
So that's a supplement.
Okay. That's a pretty easy way to describe it because I really had no idea what it meant.
Yeah. We get a lot of people. I had a customer that was in here just today and they were freaking out because they thought that they owed the additional 900 and something. Something like that. And so we just went over this. That's I'm glad that we brought it up today because I know it's not an isolated question. I know there's people that just really like to get an idea and a grasp of everything.
Okay. So conventional body repair is what?
That's what.
Or did we already talk about that?
No,
I don't know what it means.
That's basically Fountain should be renamed to the conventional district.
Okay.
Because everybody that was down in Fountain Storm at some point is getting conventional work. Conventional work is when they chop off the roof. It's when they replace panels.
Okay.
So
that's not just PDR work.
Right.
That's more
replacing
it's
the
gonna be in a body shop.
The trunk. Okay. Yeah. The gotcha. Rails are split. They need to get a little body work on them. So that's conventional air. Conventional.
Gotcha. Okay. So R and I. What does that mean?
R&I is a...
In a summed up summary.
It's remove and install.
Okay. Take things off, put them back on, call it good.
Too easy.
Oh, well, hot dog.
Hey, I need the hood R&I'd. So you need the hood removed and R&I. There's also another term, R&R, which is remove and replace. So you know those little belt moldings where your window rolls down? A lot of those got dented.
Yeah.
Those would need R&R, remove and replace.
Just so order new ones in.
We order them from the dealership, and we R&R the belt moldings. And then if, say, we just need to take the hood off to work on the hood, we would R&I the hood. So we'd remove and install the hood. Remove it, fix it, and install it.
Okay, that's not bad.
Belt moldings, need to remove them, buy them, replace them.
All these acronyms and fancy words, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for describing them for me. Hopefully, Mom, if you're listening, you'll know what he's talking about now.
So here's a really, really, really cool thing.
Okay.
We want to first and foremost thank Sideshow Joe for stepping in for Miss Gento.
Anytime, Randy. It was fun.
I'm Randy Martinez, and you're listening to The Finish Line. Ashley Gento wasn't here this week. She'll be back in a couple weeks. But this is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. Our main sponsors are 365 Grand and Properties. Mike Shaw Auto Group, American Battery. We are also in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central, located in downtown Colorado Springs. Take care, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your hosts, Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.